At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Sports Grid is live on a Friday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. This is Game Time Decisions. We're going to have Coach James Young back here at 7:25. Some news in the NBA and college to cover, including the rest of his card tonight. Joe Lisi will be here at 7:40 as we get set for a big weekend of NFL action. But a big game tonight in the NBA. Boston, Denver, the Celtics host the Nuggets, laying 7. Here's a Davis Maddox same game parlay for tonight's game.
All right, guys, we had a winner last night in the NBA for our same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So we are going to return to the NBA again tonight. We've got a very, very marquee game with the Denver Nuggets traveling to play at the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are undefeated at home this season, which I think is why this line is so large. We have the Denver Nuggets as 6.5-point dogs. We are going to begin by taking the underdog Nuggets on the road. Absolutely, I grant that the Celtics have probably been the best team in the NBA this season, but the Denver Nuggets are not far behind, and we also know that they tend to get up for spots like this, and they should be smarting from that loss to the 76ers and Joel Embiid earlier in the week. So we're beginning by taking the Nuggets plus 6.5. We are also going to take the over on 234.5. The Celtics are probably the second best defense in the NBA, so I think a loss or allowing the Nuggets to cover is going to correlate well with an over or a poor defensive performance. Of course, we are going to take Nikola Jokic to record 20 or more points in this game. That is just sort of a lock every time that you are betting on the Nuggets. And then I think the swing man for this game is going to be Michael Porter Jr. and his ability to generate three-pointers. So we are going to add Michael Porter Jr. to make three or more three-pointers in this game. That same game parlay is going to give us plus 448 odds on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Denver Nuggets plus 6. Over 234.5, Nikola Jokic to score 20 or more points, and Michael Porter Jr. to make three or more three-pointers in this game. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, great stuff there from Davis. Our radio audience is here on a Friday night. SiriusXM, Channel 159, it's Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. Want to start off here talking about the quarterbacks for this weekend and what some of the props are jumping out early. Again, tomorrow, Pro Football Today is live at 10 a.m. All right, make sure you're there. Appropriate start time, 10 a.m. Myself, Joe Lisi, and Donnie Wrightside will be live. We begin with the biggest quarterback battle. Once again, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And you line up the props, and one number stands out to me amongst the rest. Josh Allen, 227.5 passing yards. If you look, that is much lower than a typical Josh Allen number. And I've been trying to figure out how we got here. Is it that Josh didn't have a huge passing game last week against Pittsburgh? I don't really think that makes that much sense. Is it because of Tua's struggles in the cold against Kansas City? That's questionable. I know Josh didn't have a marvelous game early season against the Chiefs, but Josh Allen still has all of his abilities. And if by chance this script flips and the Bills are trailing, Josh can get through this number. Maybe it's to do with an injured Stephon Diggs and an already confirmed out Gabriel Davis.
The Bills are working up against it as far as their wide receiver room goes heading into this game. You can find Josh Allen with the longest odds to lead this divisional round this weekend. Four games, eight quarterbacks, longest odds, 10-1. Actually, he's tied longest odds with Lamar. That is not what we are accustomed to seeing Josh Allen sit. This almost then informs you need some more James Cook. His prop against Pittsburgh, 64.5. 61.5 this week. I thought that was an interesting number and something for us to keep our eye on. We'll stay in the AFC here with Lamar Jackson and C.J. Stroud. One thing to note is the 1.5 passing touchdown market for these quarterbacks, both plus money, both quite interesting. Lamar, I feel, as this season was buttoning up, obviously the final performance for him was against Miami with 5 passing touchdowns. We saw the air be a bit more reliant. Lamar Jackson is actually booked as the shortest favorite at plus 100 to score a touchdown in this game. That is horrendous value. If it wins, sure, good for you. He has 5 on the season, including, I believe, 2, at least 1 multi-rushing touchdown game. That has been a ticket that is maybe just the one, but still, it has not been cashing. Gus Edwards should definitively have shorter odds for a rushing touchdown or for a touchdown than Lamar Jackson. That's why his 1.5 is interesting. CJ's 1.5 is plus 150 range, but a big reason for that is where the team total is sitting on the Houston Texans. At last look, 16.5. The expectation here with the weather and the Ravens defense is this game is going to lean under, and the Texans offense specifically is going to struggle. Lamar's 50.5 rushing yards, the highest of any quarterback on this slate. Certainly no surprise. I am on his postseason long rushing under. But it's 3 games. It's 117.5. We'll see how that goes. To go to the NFC, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love. If you take a look at these numbers, now juice is always varying, of course, but there are a lot of similarities here. Now, the difference probably is Brock is booked in this position with stronger numbers, despite the fact that they're a 9.5-point favorite, and his running back is 15 or so yards taller from an ASP than what you're seeing out of Aaron Jones. So the total offense for the Niners is supposed to be much better, but I think to some degree, right, you can see these numbers and say, okay, that's why we see the expectation. But I actually would like to use this to make the point on the next game, which is the Lions and the Bucks. Again, 263.5 for Brock Purdy, 246.5 for Jordan Love, 1.5 passing touchdowns for each guy. When you go to Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff, and actually we talked to Mark Zeno during the break, and he said he loves Baker over his passing yards. Well, 260.5. It's more than what we got from Jordan Love. 277.5, Jared Goff. That's higher than the Brock Purdy side of things. Now, I understand that maybe the running back rooms, Christian McCaffrey and Aaron Jones, probably are booked more favorably than Rashad White and the Montgomery Gibbs split. But again, if you use props to almost inform you in other areas, maybe Lions-Bucks should have the highest total of the weekend. It doesn't at 48.5, and I'm not, you know, telling tales out of school. At least he's been very open about this. He loves the total over in this football game. And I see, something like this, when you see it positioned in a different light, it makes sense and it starts to become a bit more understanding. One thing I'll say on Goff, he is booked as the favorite to lead the postseason in passing yards. The benefit for Goff is obviously the fact that he is supposed to be winning his game. If you look, guys that played last week and are supposed to win, it's got.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Off, and it's Josh Allen. Well, Josh only threw for about 200 last week, and we mentioned his number is just 227 and a half. So if Goff can create 100 yards of separation on Josh Allen and would obviously have played three games with a win, Niners and Bill and Ravens cap out at three games. It's why you're seeing Goff book so strong, but it also does correlate to the Amon-Ra St. Brown props. We'll talk more pro season player props next here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh with you. It is a Friday night. Coach James Young will be in the mix. Hornets up 3-0. Just got to hold it. Just got to hold it until half now. 5-0! 5-0. Could be a blowout. We'll see what we got tonight. On Charlotte, -2 in the first half. That game's tipped as has Philly-Orlando. You know, one thing I didn't get a chance to mention to you guys was the Embiid movement off of MVP. I said something. Now can I back it up? What did I said going into that game, the dream is Embiid goes off in a win. They drop his odds. Back comes Jokic. Back comes SGA. You get great value. Now, SGA didn't necessarily come back, but Jokic did. Embiid crashed down from 8-1 to +260. The thing is where I say, can I actually, you know, back myself? And that Embiid performance, he's going to win this award if he can stay healthy, right? It's can he actually play 65 games? He's already missed a ton. What would be interesting is, though, because obviously Embiid is well aware, everybody's aware, does Embiid play in spots from now until season's end in an attempt to win the award where he plays 20 minutes? Could you get a Cal Ripken? That's maybe not the fair comparison. But is there a world where Embiid checks in, tips the ball, and makes sure he meets the game requirements? But if that's where we get to, are they going to give the award to Embiid? It's very interesting. So that's why you got the move that you were, or I said would be ideal, but the Embiid performance was so good, and the conversation around him is so positive, it does make it a little bit difficult at the moment because you're still not getting this amazing number on Jokic at +240. And I don't think Denver has been incredible. They've not. They haven't been incredible this year to make him a lock. SGA's numbers have been good. We've seen SGA arguments. So at 3-1, you can say, okay, I'm betting both, right? As a Embiid isn't winning this award type of bet. Could Luka crash in if the Mavs and Kyrie stay healthy enough? Is there room for a Giannis conversation? And then because Tatum is 29-1, right, way off the tier. But then it's 50-1 Ant Edwards, 75-1 Durant. So you can see how these things are tiered. The thing on Tatum, though, and we're going to go into the Boston game in a minute, is if this team wins, they're on a great pace. I mean, there's a prop up right now for Boston to go unbeaten at home. That's 55-1. I mean, it's a crazy proposition, but you know, if they do that, if this team wins 68, 69 games, if that's possible, is there a world where Tatum, then we start getting best player, best team Tatum stuff? Right? Like, if I actually was, I almost would rather touch the Tatum number right now at 29-1 and see if Boston's record could carry you through deeper into the conversation. So I think it's really interesting. I am on the game tonight between Boston and Denver. I've talked about it a couple of times, but top defenses have beaten up on the Nuggets. They've been booked in as a favorite in 11 of those 12 games. They've lost 10 of the 12. They've only covered once in this spot. Now, they are, as I've said, though, consistently, this is by far the biggest number that Denver has caught in this spot with Jokic, with Murray. So I understand why people are gravitating towards Denver. Not for me, but I am going to play Jamal Murray under 29.5 points plus assists. 8 games against top 7 defenses, 8-0 to the under for Jamal Murray in that spot. I think it absolutely works favorably. The other NBA picks, I have DeJounte Murray over 6.5 assists and Bradley Beal over 1.5 made threes. As I said, I'm waiting to see kind of what happens with that Pacers-Blazers line sitting right now between 7.5 and 8.5. Let's quickly just talk a little bit about some postseason numbers here, because there's some props that I'm interested in. Okay, I've not played yet. You will know tomorrow morning on Pro Football Today. I'm not hiding them from you. I'm not even doing this as a get you to tune in. I haven't kind of finalized some things yet. FanDuel has posted up some postseason long numbers. So these are the props that I was betting before the wild card round, but they were over on DK. Mahomes over the 40.5 rushing yards. Things, you know, not everything went. CeeDee Lamb, unfortunately, the 1.5 receiving touchdowns didn't work out. That's fine. But they're now, these are available on FanDuel for the actual kind of full postseason. I guess they wanted the guys to get to the divisional round. And there are some interesting numbers on two guys that are dogs this weekend, and both Mike Evans and Aaron Jones. Mike Evans and Aaron Jones to hit what are their current props. So let's just start with Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones needs 84 more yards to go over a listed number of 201.5. He had 118 in the opening game. He's 4 consecutive games of 100-plus rush yards. Can Aaron Jones get you 84 yards in one game? I don't have a lot of confidence that the Packers are actually going to go into San Francisco and win that game. So you would probably say, why are you going to bet the Aaron Jones number straight, right? Because he's 68.5. So why are you going to bet him from 84? You can get plus money, right? For 80-plus yards, plus 144, 90-plus yards, ballpark it, right, is plus 220. Because if they pulled off the upset, that is a winning wager. I don't even care if he has 20 yards. He'll get me 64 in the conference championship game. It would be worth it at that point. The question is, do I think he can get through this number in this singular game? Aaron Jones has struggled in losses this year. That's what's been, because he's playing so much better. So you see what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of been the issue. And I'll tell you the other Aaron Jones market that's really interesting. Aaron Jones to lead the postseason in rushing touchdowns. I've talked about this market being fascinating. So I started to dive in and where I thought some of the value was sitting for the most postseason rushing touchdowns. Plus 115 Aaron Jones, 4-1 CMC, 650 David Montgomery, 750 Josh Allen, and 9-1 Isaiah Pacheco. You then have 10-1 on Jahmyr Gibbs. Everybody else 26-1 or longer. So Jones is at 3. If he gets 1 this weekend, I think he's plus 100 to score this weekend, then you might have enough there to take a share of the pie. Because if it ends up with multiple guys at 4, it gets split up, right? If you get 2 guys, it gets cut in half. 4 guys, you get 25% of the potential winnings. You would still win money, but you obviously wouldn't get as much, right? That's would be the changing situation. I have McCaffrey on a postseason long prop over 2.5 rushing touchdowns. So for me, I'm not interested in betting his 4-1. I almost feel like I'm already on it. I don't need to kind of reinvest. I was, to some degree, interested in Montgomery and Gibbs. Montgomery is plus 650. Jahmyr Gibbs is 10-1. If you look over the last 10 games that the Lions have played and these two have both been available, Gibbs has 9 rushing touchdowns and Montgomery has 8 rushing touchdowns. So that means in a 10-game window, there's 17 rushing touchdowns, which is remarkable. The split obviously does favor Gibbs. They both scored in the opening round. They're both obviously favored to win this weekend. And while they would be a dog against San Francisco, it wouldn't be an insurmountable number. And, of course, they'd be favored if Green Bay pulled off the upset. Now all of a sudden you're talking about 4 games. The issue is the Bucs don't give up a lot of rushing touchdowns relative to the passing touchdowns. And if they play the Niners, which is what I think is the likely outcome, the Niners give up twice as many passing touchdowns as rushing touchdowns. But at plus 650 Montgomery, 10-1 Gibbs, those are kind of some tempting numbers out there. So these are some of the markets that are coming available as the postseason is continuing to grow. We're getting more and more markets, which is nice to see. And we're going to continue to work through them. Coming back, though, is Coach James Young. We'll talk some...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Important news in the college basketball landscape as well as the NBA next year on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh with you, joined once again by Coach James Young. JY, appreciate you coming back. Let's put plays on the board. We'll handle the news with the time that remains. Button up the college slate for me. Wisconsin, the only ranked team in action. Big Ten play against Indiana. What do you like here?
I can't stand Indiana. I mean, these coaches that are alums going back to their school, you know, you can look at a team like Wisconsin, one, they're playing well at home. And number two, Indiana just, they don't do it for me. You know, obviously we saw that Wisconsin should be in a bad mood after losing at Penn State. So I also look at it as a bounce back spot here for a team of Wisconsin that has gone really well, 9-1 at home so far this year, giving up only 66.6 points per game at home. Give me the Wisconsin Badgers minus the 11.5. And let's go to Colorado State. Minus for Colorado State, who got off to a great start this year, kind of cooled off a little bit. I think they're one of their best team in their conference. I think this is a good spot for them, laying a short number of 4. Go ahead and give me the Rams at Colorado State, also covering -4 tonight.
I know you're up early, JY. That number right now is 7.5. That's got to change.
That doesn't change it. Yeah, because I get my stuff in early, so sometimes my lines are a little bit off. But I still like Colorado State. If you look at a team like UNLV, obviously 9-7, not UNLV teams that we have thought about in the past. And looking at UNLV and some of their schedule, they have played. Obviously, the win at Boise State was good, but lost a tie with Utah State. But I don't think they're in a class at Colorado State. I think Colorado State gets it done. 4, 7, 8, 9. Colorado State wins by double digits tonight.
Yeah. And then, JY, on the NBA side of it, only play left here. The Embiid and the Sixers are out right now. You like Kristaps over the 16.5. And then let's do – I know you mentioned it earlier, but let's do this. Heat, you're laying it. No Trae Young for Atlanta. Talk to me.
I just don't think the Hawks are very good. And I think Jonte Murray's trying to get himself out of there. I think the Quinn – by the way, shout out to Atlanta Hawks for firing Nate McMillan, who was a better coach than Quinn Snyder. No offense. I mean, but I know why they got rid of him, because he was fighting with Trae. I can understand that. But I think they're a mess. No Trae. They get busy. Give me the Heat minus the points.
And then lastly, JY, the Lakers and their matchup against Brooklyn here, laying a similar number. What do you think about this game?
Well, I know you had on, earlier, Mark, and he just wasn't really feeling, this line. I'm not going to overcomplicate it, Kevin. The Nets suck right now. I mean, they're just bad. They're bad. There's rumors that they could be moving guys. Now there's rumors that here comes Bridges, maybe on the block. Now you're loading up on picks because he hasn't been what they thought. The Lakers got to get right at some point. And this is a team that just lost last game, I do believe, to Portland. Nets are terrible. Lakers should roll them. Lakers by double digits tonight.
The Nets have really been struggling a lot, JY, but I thought Mark did make a fair point just about where the line was for Brooklyn in Portland, where the line is tonight for the Lakers. I know they're playing some better ball. They are a tough team to trust. What have you seen the recent tear? Anthony Davis has found himself on in the assist column, 11-5-9 in his last 3 games, averaging 5.4 assists per game, actually, now in the month of January.
Well, if you look at the Lakers, listen, the top 2 players in LeBron and AD have done their job. It's the rest of the jabronis, Gladys Knight and the Pips, or whatever you want to call them. Well, their notes suck. And they need to be get rid of some of these jokers. But AD has played really well. The assists, the rebounds are there. Listen, we all know the talent of Anthony Davis. There's no denying the talent of him. You just can't expect AD and LeBron, especially LeBron, I think he's 39 now, to carry this team to a championship. I really do think, and I know he just got hurt, I think Zach LaVine would be absolutely fantastic with the Lakers. I think that is a shot. A guy that can go get his shot. They need improvement at the 2-guard. The problem with the Lakers is this. To give is to get, right? So you got to think about this. Reeves has to be part of the trade. And I know the Lakers don't want to get rid of him because he serves.
Why, though?
Well, because who else are they going to let the trade? Listen.
They can send D'Lo out. No, because they want to look at him. No, but nobody wants Zach LaVine. This is my problem when the Lakers get in these conversations. When 28 other teams call on Zach LaVine, they're like, hey, we'll take Zach in a pick. I know you want to get off the contract. The Lakers call, and it's, listen, let's get Anthony Davis for Zach LaVine straight up. I don't understand this. Nobody wants Zach LaVine. And the Lakers got to give up a legitimate player in Austin Reeves? No way.
I just think, listen, that's going to be the starting point. And I think they're going to push Rob Pelinka to see if he's going to make the move. Now, listen, am I going to trade, Austin Reeves for Zach LaVine? No. Unless by some grace of God, I can get back LaVine and Caruso. Do you make LaVine and Caruso? Because I think Caruso would be great with the Lakers again.
Yeah.
Then I would say, okay, maybe I'll give up Reeves. But I'm not giving up Reeves for Levine. No way in hell. You got to give me Crystal too, and then we can talk and make it work.
The interesting thing, though, is why Zach LaVine is in the news right now is he's about to miss a week or two with an ankle sprain. He's been injured already this season. The report from Shams Charania of The Athletic is that he re-injured this trying to play through the sprain. Zach LaVine already came with some injury question marks. I wonder if that is part of the reason why DeJounte Murray right now seems to be the more intriguing option. Maybe some of it is contract related, even though DeJounte makes a ton of money. But it is just the trust in availability, which is obviously paramount if you're a team like the LA Lakers, where LeBron and AD, LeBron due to age, AD due to being AD, there's always wonder about availability there. And if Zach LaVine just fits that same exact description of we hope he's available, right? You're no better than the situation the Phoenix Suns are in. We hope KD's out there. We hope Beal is out there. We hope Devin's out there. And it's not a situation that you want to be in if you are the LA Lakers. I think, again, it makes it interesting. JY, the news that came out in the college basketball landscape is around Terrence Shannon Jr. Now, listen, situations like this are always difficult to navigate. Some very serious allegations brought up against Shannon Jr. But he has been granted the ability to once again join Illinois until they figure out what exactly has kind of happened with his allegations and case and situation. It feels almost a little ugh to do it, JY, but on court, how much of a boost is it bringing back Shannon Jr. to the Illinois Illini?
It's huge. I mean, Terrence Shannon Jr. is an All-American. He's one of the best players in the country for Illinois. Terrence Shannon Jr. is 4-2 in league, right? And if you look at their losses, Kev, what is their loss? I mean, listen, the Maryland game, I'm just going to throw it out. Right? That was just an anomaly, right? The other one was 83-78 at Purdue, and they were in the game. So to me, you look at this schedule now, and you look at a big game, and this is going to be, listen, folks, this is a really big game. One, Terrence Shannon Jr. comes back Sunday versus Rutgers. But a team at Rutgers that I think only has one quad win, that, you know, there's this talk of Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. Rutgers may mess around and miss a tournament 2 years in a row, as great of a job as Steve Peichel has come. This is going to be a humongous game in the Big Ten. Why? Because Terrence Shannon could vault this team to be maybe the best team in the Big Ten. But a team like Rutgers, where I do believe has Illinois, and then I think they have Purdue. Rutgers is running out of time, folks. They got to get a win, and this game is at Illinois. Whatever that line is, that place champagne should be rocking. I'm going to like Illinois on Sunday.
Let me ask you about another weekend game. Saturday, Texas making the rounds for all the wrong reasons. A disastrous loss to Central Florida, and then Rodney Terry very annoyed about the horns down. Their attempt to get this right is against the top 10 team in the country in the Baylor Bears. That line is out and available. It's basically pick. Minus 111 Texas money line, minus 108 Baylor Bears money line, coach. Do you like Texas? Or, I mean, can this team right the ship? They've been struggling now for a little bit.
You know, it's amazing. I think you and I have talked about this before. This speaks to the job that Chris Beard did. No offense to Rodney Terry, who did a fantastic job last year. Folks, those were Chris Beard's kids. Chris Beard had laid the foundation. Chris Beard had got them going. This is a new team now, and ever since, you know, getting off to it, if you think about this, look at the games that they've lost or won. Arkansas Ward, Delaware State, Rice, Louisville by one, Wyoming, Texas State. Like, where's their good win? Well, three of the last four games they lost to Texas Tech, bottom half of the Big 12, at West Virginia, the worst team in the Big 12, and Central Florida, bottom team in the Big 12, and then you have the Baylor Bears coming in. I know Baylor typically is not a good road team. I just don't think Texas is very good. And then you got a Baylor team coming off a rough loss at Kansas State. Baylor on the money line tomorrow.
You know, one other thing in the Big 12. So Houston had those back-to-back losses on the road. And then they laid 12.5 to Texas Tech. They covered it. They covered it comfortably. I'm just wondering if that's how this is going to go for Houston in Big 12 play. where at home against the bad teams, they're going to get, I mean, they're laying 17.5 tomorrow to Central Florida. But those top games, Houston's going to have to take a couple of them. Now, they haven't appeared yet, but those are big games that Houston will be playing sooner than later. Coach, we appreciate it. I know you have us covered for that weekend college slate. Joe Lisi up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is Game Time Decisions. Joe Lisi's here. How are you, Mr. Go for the Two?
Divisional weekend, baby. Nothing better. Chomping at the bit. Double duty. This is where some guys step up and other guys, you know, can't make that.
Not everybody
through.
Can
I
hang.
I don't know. Prime time playing listen, somebody.
Listen. Big players make big plays. I said that to you. Now, in the NBA, it's not go for the two. It's go for the three. And usually it's six plus. Now, before we do that, do you have any NBA plays tonight?
I haven't really looked, but I'll tell you, if there's one person I'm going to be on, here's the thing. Is Dallas playing tonight? No, right? Dallas is off?
No Mavs. No Mavs.
Next game they play, I'm all in on Kyrie. Kyrie threes, Kyrie points. But I'll get you a play before the thing is over. Don't worry. I'll look. I'll look in the
But then you're going to be distracted. We need you locked in
I'm
here,
locked
right?
and loaded on the plays this weekend. What are you kidding?
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, as always, I get to talk to you for, 6 hours, right, between Saturday and Sunday. So I got to try and find plus money. All right? You like the Bills this weekend, right?
Yeah, but I don't love that game. I do like somebody in that game to score a touchdown. So, I mean, is
no,
that
but hold on. I want to throw a number at you.
Go ahead.
Jordan Love and Josh Allen to both record 600 passing yards in the playoffs, plus 500.
Oh, in the playoffs? Really? Wait a second.
I came prepared.
Say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love and Josh Allen.
Now, yes, individually, it's not combined, but individually, each guy has to record 600 yards.
So Jordan Love would need like 230. I think it's 220. No. Is that right? No. I guess he would need like 320. Maybe.
It's
something
scary
like that.
Because of the weather. Now that I back off with that, I'm a little. That could be wet, but I like them this weekend. You get me all twisted here. I have plays that I absolutely adore. I don't love. I adore these plays. These plays are close
all right,
to my
who's,
heart.
So, who's the big touchdown scorer in the Bills game you're hiding out on?
How about this Mecole Hardman? And I like the Bills, but this Mecole, 8-1. The kid's a speedster out of Athens. Always steps up in big games. Everybody's looking
Does
at,
he?
You know. And wow. you go back to even when Tyreek was there, Mecole was the guy. He was sneaky good. Sneaky 8-1 to score a touchdown this weekend.
So what about the yards? 13.5.
For Mecole?
That's his prop.
Yeah, he blows through that. That's one reception. He blows through that.
That's not a bad play. He had 3 targets. Now, only 3 catches, but... I mean, only one catch, but still.
Right.
No, only one catch last week.
But yeah,
so
but
if he can bring in one more target.
Yeah, they're going to loosen him up. I'm telling you, I like this Mecole. Mecole Hardman, 8-1 touchdown.
All right. You can get me in on the yards. The touchdown, debatable. Touchdown's debatable.
Okay.
8-1. All right, Lions, Bucks, who's your touchdown? This is good. Who's the touchdown guy?
Jameson Williams. What do you think about that?
You gotta think for speed, huh?
This is going to be a potpourri of scoring, though. I altered it all the way up to 60.5. This is, you know, party over. This is it. Dude, take a ride. Uh-huh. Play some games, you know, party over. Tampa,
what
Detroit.
About this wheel, Kate Otten? You playing his under?
No, I'm not touching him. Not. This guy had a contract year in last week. He had a contract year in one game. Give him the contract based off the, what do you have, 90 yards, that guy? Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unfortunate to watch. Are you a Sam LaPorta guy in this game at all? Healthier?
Jahmyr Gibbs in the receiving game. I think they eat. You got to get Jahmyr Gibbs out in space on a linebacker or a nickelback. Something that the Eagles failed to do. We were talking about it. If they're going to bring pressure off the edge, the check down to Jahmyr Gibbs is huge. But
I was going to say, there's a Gibbs 100-plus receiving yards for the whole postseason is plus 130. Yeah. That's probably not enough.
How about 100-plus in this game?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I knew I couldn't get him for 2 receiving touchdowns for the whole postseason, 11-1. That doesn't do it for you.
No.
All right.
What are you looking
all right.
for?
Who's
are
the
you
who's
big money? Okay, big money.
No. I want to try and sell you because I know you're very busy and you don't have a lot of time to go through some of these exquisite shops. Like you go to the grocery store, you're on aisle 16, 17, 18. I'm down in 36, 38.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're down. So you're down in like different. The home section with the Armor All, and you found like a special. Down there.
Listen, and meanwhile, Donnie down the bread aisle, the milk aisle, the water aisle, and he gets out of there, and he's home. He's home. 10 minutes
in. And he wins.
Look, every time he got the water on sale. He got a case for $4. Unbelievable. We're so happy for him. All right, touchdown score, Niners Packers. Who's catching your attention?
Jordan Love, 11-1.
Yeah, you had to see that coming.
Plus, I like his over rushing, 8.5, and altered to 25-plus at plus 630. Everybody looking at the passing yards. It's going to be a wet track. He runs in the slop. Jordan Love over the 8.5.
Do you like Purdy to find the end zone? What prop? Plus 550.
Not enough. Jordan
not
Love.
Enough.
That's a 10-yard run for Jordan Love. 11-yard scamper into the corner of the left end zone. 11-1. Bing!
They're not even hanging him.
Yes, they are.
They're not even hanging him for 2 touchdowns.
Who?
Where is he?
I don't know.
Yeah. They're not even hanging. Wow. That's how worried they are for the 2-plus? Are you kidding me? Hold on. I got to shop around. I'm changing grocery stores. Give me a second. I need to know how much this costs.
Stop and Shop. You went Acme, now you're in Stop and Shop.
This is where, it's 75-1 for him to have two rushing touchdowns. I don't know. Maybe, why not?
Right, why not? Right, exactly.
That's how you sell me. That is an unbelievable number.
I sold you on that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Hold on. Let me see if there's any other Jordan
Love
stuff.
I got a whole case here. I got a duffel bag of prop bets.
What else you got?
Three for 100. What do you got? I don't...
go ahead. Keep going.
What game? You want that game? Aaron Jones.
Yeah, what else you got in that game?
Plus.
Oh.
Plus 160. Yes, plus 162. I'll give you on that. Here's the thing.
I heard he's not going to run a lot in the fourth quarter. Makes sense.
2 years ago, in the slop in the Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Remember the game that Aaron Rodgers, he didn't step up? Who was the leading receiver against San Francisco a couple of years ago? It wasn't Devontae Adams. It was Aaron Jones with 100-plus receptions. They started to get him involved, and LaFleur is very smart. Only one target last week, right? Now, all of a sudden, watch him unleash the beast. 6-7 targets through the air. Everybody looking on the ground, they hit him through the air.
No, again, I told you. I heard. Be careful on the ground this week. Trailing in the fourth quarter, can't get this. Doesn't fit the game script that some people are seeing. All right. So then, what about the first game? Total's 43.5. Very low.
Yeah, I'm not touching the total, but we're going in with the Mets. I told you, 21.5, and the Mets are plus 550 to hit pay dirt. I mean, that is just way too low for John Mets. He had 44 yards last week. And because Donnie comes in with the Robert Woods, they cut him in half. They sliced him and diced him down to 21. I mean, are we serious now? The Mets is a big game player. How about this? You want a really deep shot? Xavier Hutchinson. I took him at 11.5 yards. Big time player. Plays in cold weather.
Are they hanging his all? What about this Brevin Jordan? No Brevin Jordan? Backup tight end?
He's a Miami guy. You're going to roll out of Miami outside of David Njoku. You're like, come on now.
Right.
Come on. You know,
Miami. You want Dalton Schultz, 34.5. Low number.
I like that
number.
So I'm going in. Supposedly everybody's on Singletary's under. I'm going over. Can we alt this guy to 50 receiving yards?
50? Hold on. No, hold on. Hold on. Now, don't name – everybody's on Singletary under. Who could everybody be on Singletary receiving under?
I do coast-to-coast.
Or they on his under rushing.
I do coast-to-coast every week, not to throw out other shows on the network, but I'm just saying. And they had a statistic from one of the books. Joe Poe, 86% of the money on Devin Singletary's under. 86% of the money.
But sell. Receiving? Sell.
The receiving.
That's stunning. It could be a big breakout game through the air. One catch. Yep. What's the long reception prop?
There you
Not
go.
Hang.
They're nervous. I told you. What do you want to do?
I know that face. But see, I'm already looking to get a good wheel play in that game, which is, let me see if I can find it. I want the most receiving yards in the game, Nico Collins. That's what I want. Here it is. Plus 100, Nico Collins, most receiving yards.
Where's Xavier
Who
Hutchinson?
Challenges him?
Mech, the Mechie.
What's wrong with this
the
now?
The Mechie.
30-1, Hutch.
Oh. Now where's the Mech?
15, not enough. Come on.
What do you mean not enough? 15 and 30
to lead
to 1.
This game?
Yeah.
Let's see. What's John Mechie's top games on the season?
I think he's had like
what
a
does he top
yard.
Out at?
70. When Tank Dell was in there, he had one big game. I think when they played Tampa.
Imagine Tank Dell was still around. You like Tank Dell almost won the Triple Crown in college. He got screwed.
Yeah.
Now say his highest game was the 44 he just had on the year. John Mechie. Well, you said 70 plus.
Is it? What did he have against Tampa? Did he play against Tampa?
No.
That game 39-38?
Yeah, 1 for 14.
That was the Noah Brown stepped up in that game. I still like Mechie.
Yeah.
Mechie's a slot receiver. No, but, you got to go to the secondary options.
I mean, you just try to sell me a bag of goods.
I did.
Nico Collins, plus 100, most receiving yards. Hold on. So who else, Ben, could be the most for you? Could Nico Hardman lead that game?
I'll give you all the bets. Ready? All right, so I like
Mechie. No, I don't need all of them. You got to do it tomorrow.
So what do you want? You're picking and choosing here. You want the sides or the totals?
I'm playing fast and loose.
I'll give you a fast.
You worried about the Stephon Diggs?
No.
Go ahead.
No. James Cook receiving. He had 80 yards receiving in the first matchup. He did against Kansas City.
I know he did.
So why can't we go back to him?
You're living, in this sweet spot.
I think they use Lat Murray inside the goal
line. Oh, with the Lat Murray. Come
why?
On. Don't do Lat Murray to me.
What?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I do Lat Murray. Because I don't think he should play. He's bad. He's not good.
He's got thick legs, though, inside the goal line. It doesn't go down. Thick thighs.
Maybe Ty Chandler, you can get me on. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. We'll send him out of here with the best bet. Appreciate it. Give me the NBA wheel play on the way in the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Closing out Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on a Friday night. Coming up next is In Game Live. This weekend, Pro Football Today, 10 a.m. start time Saturday, 9 a.m. start time Sunday. It's a little reverse of what you're used to with our weekend scheduling, but it'll be myself, Donnie Wrightside, and Joe Lisi with you starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. on Sunday. I might have to clip that and set it as my ringtone so I make sure I am here at the right time tomorrow morning. Don't worry. I'll be there. Sunday, we'll see. Well, I'll be here for you. Let's close this out with a little bit of a best bet here tonight. DeJounte Murray over 6.5 assists for the Atlanta Hawks. No Trae Young. Now, this number, the juice has moved. I've seen minus 160, I think, still be on a 6.5. I know for a lot of people, you're not going to want to bet that number. I was able to bet it at minus 130. Good for me. What does it matter for you if you haven't bet it yet? 7.5 or plus money. Maybe play it a little less. Just be cautious. But it still lines up. DeJounte in this season with two games, no Trae Young, 9 assists, 10 assists. Trae played Miami twice this year. Double-digit assists in both of those games. The difference between 7 and 8, where it would just factor in, is you bring in last year DeJounte Murray's 7 extra games played without Trae Young, giving us a nice 9-game sample size. He went over 6.5 and 8 out of the 9. I think he landed 7, I want to say twice, which would still give you 6-3. At worst case scenario, it would have been 3 times, so that would then obviously make it 5-4. It is still a winning prospect. You're bringing plus money in at plus 100, so the 5-4 number would still be playable there. But I'm on the DeJounte Murray over 6.5 assists, as well as Bradley Beal over 1.5 made threes. Pels allow the most opponent three-point attempts per game at almost 40. The Phoenix Suns, they don't take enough. You should get an increase in volume, which is good for Bradley Beal, who we're seeing an increase in volume in recent games. And if we get 6 attempts at a Beal tonight on the year, 4 to 5 times that happens, we've seen 2-plus makes. That's Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. Good luck.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.